Circular economy, in my understanding, it's something that always takes the system as the relevant angle, and you do something that we call life-centered design. So you would not do a human-centered design that you put the human in the middle, but the planet or like the life's needs. And you design a system or a process in a way, basically how nature would do it. And this is the whole concept. Nature works in endless cycles and endless loops. They don't know waste. It's always just a nutrient. So one residue is a nutrient for something else. And if we then copy or mimic this principle, that's how I define circular economy. And the economical part is that, of course, many people along the value chain will benefit. And you can usually reach something that people like to hear, to talk about growth as well. And then you can usually have a growth within and not as a linear economy is based, that you have growth of certain actors by needing to suppress other actors along the value chain. That's how linear economy is based on so-called externalities. And we internalize these externalities.